Deirdre has come from Ireland. She's officially an ES intern, which meant that she was on the phone with us every week or on Skype with us every week and looking into educational programs, working on her thesis, and listening to all the boring details that we were going through in terms of planning this. She's been a great support to us. It's been absolutely fantastic. You've been liaising with the Irish Feminist Network and with educators, and she's going to talk to us about her work and what she's found out.
Thanks for the introduction. And just to say a little bit more about where I'm coming from, my background is in psychology, and I'm doing research on prevention programs, education programs with younger children around, I suppose, body image promotion and eating disorder prevention. Unfortunately, I'm not at the analysis stage yet. I don't have any results to talk about today, but I'll be talking generally about what I found out about where things are in Ireland at the moment. And while I do believe that the education side of things and prevention is such an important part, it needs to kind of go hand in hand with all these type of cultural changes that are going on. It's so great to hear and so encouraging to hear about what's going on in the UK at the moment. And in finding out about endangered species, I've found out about a lot of groups and organisations in Ireland who are doing similar types of work. So I'll just kind of go through that. So first of all, I suppose, just to give a bit of context, I want to talk about it has been a difficult year in Ireland in a lot of ways, but some of the things that have made the headlines. Earlier last year, there was a particular advertising campaign which featured, you know, girls in very skimpy rugby outfits. And there was a lot of complaints about it. And the Rape Crisis Network and the National Women Council of Ireland and all these organisations, even the Irish Rugby Football Union, complained about the advertisements as being offensive. And the ads were eventually removed, but it was seen as, you know, people, I suppose, butting in, and it was seen as kind of a killjoy thing. There's a lot of negative press around the organisations who actually stepped in and complained. So there's needs to be work around regulation and advertising, but also in the way that, you know, complaints, I suppose, are perceived as well. Another bad news story we had in Ireland was a particular top accounting agency. There was emails leaked that went around, I suppose, rating the attractiveness of the women in the firm, new women who just joined the firm. You know, they're just getting into the position they want to be in at work, and then right away within their first couple of weeks to have emails rating who's the most attractive, really taking away from what they were there to do. And unfortunately, some of the Irish newspapers printed the pictures of these women as well and made more of a fuss about rating women and all that kind of thing. And it's just very negative. And unfortunately, the year we've had, I'm sorry about the language, but this is an actual newspaper headline from Ireland during the year. It's been a difficult year politically for Ireland, I suppose, as well. And we've just, you know, we had our general election last week. But there's always been huge underrepresentation of women in the government in Ireland. I think in the election just gone last week, I think there's 23 women out of 166 politicians. So it may take a while for changes to happen. So I suppose that's the way things stand at the moment. But, you know, there is good news as well. Before I get on to that, I don't know if you can see that very well, but some of the recent research from Ireland in a study with over 3,000 Irish teenagers, over 70% said that they weren't happy, I suppose, with the media representation of people's bodies, and said that, and over 20%, 25%, I think, said that the current, I suppose, representation is far too thin. And in a study of Irish women, over 85% of Irish women reported some level of dissatisfaction with their bodies. And I suppose that goes to with what Susie was saying earlier about that it's just kind of normal now to be uncomfortable in your body, and it's seen that that's the way things are. But there is good news that there's, I suppose, more awareness and prevention work being done. There's more resources being put out around body image and those kind of issues. And also there's more activism going on. So for example, I've learned more about young people, I suppose, taking action themselves, which is really encouraging. There was a group, it's called Jigsaw. They're set up in different communities around Ireland about supporting the mental health needs of young people. And with the help of Jigsaw, Kerry, a group of teenagers put together this fashion show about beauty as an outfit, one size fits all, I suppose. And they used, you know, normal teenage models of all shapes and sizes. And it was an idea they put forward themselves. The teenagers wanted to do this. And I suppose it goes to show that there's an interest there. And the Dáil na Nóg, which is the Irish Youth Parliament, are also interested, similar to what the Girl Guides are talking about, the stamp, I suppose, for airbrushing and that kind of thing. So there's change happening, I think. Oh, yeah, just as well, like the panel spoke about the resurgence in feminism here in the UK, there's similar things going on in Ireland. There's more and more organisations and events and online groups and all that kind of thing going on at the moment. The Irish Feminist Network have been particularly good about making feminism, I suppose, something that appeals to younger women as well. They've had events like, you know, Sexism in the City. They go around to different pubs around the country and we talk, you know, they talk about issues that are affect young women and do it in a fun way. Like, it's in local pubs, I suppose, to kind of encourage women to come out to it. They've also, like, they reacted to that, you know, the PwC scandal, the accounting firm, they set up a harassment monologues blog, a chance for women to actually write in about their stories, about how they feel that women are treated in the workplace, where there are inequalities and discrimination. So there's also, like, the Belfast Feminist Network as well have done events similar to Object, talking about putting the magazine covers in the lads' mags and that kind of thing, making points around that. And there's also growing work around prevention that the organisations that have been providing, I suppose, support services for people affected by eating disorders have in recent years put more time and I suppose, more resources into prevention work as well. The Bodywise, which is the national voluntary organisation supporting people affected by eating disorders, they have a youth panel where they consult with what young people actually want and you know, what they would like to see out there. They have an interactive CD-ROM for schools and youth groups to work on body image and that kind of thing. There's a new resource they have at the moment called See Myself, which is an online resource similar to something like, it looks a bit like Facebook, that it's quite interactive and goes through modules on things like food and mood and mindfulness and self-esteem and all these kind of things, I suppose, to try and prevent eating disorders. That's for like the 18 to 25 year old age group. There's also a school program as well, Be Body Positive, and there's SPHE resources, which I think is the equivalent to PSHE here. It's the health education resources for teachers is coming out soon. And ADAPT, which is the Northern Ireland organisation, they also do workshops in schools and youth groups, and that's something that's new to them as well. They've only been doing that for a short time. It's, again, there's limited funding around these types of things, but and it's mostly volunteers who are doing a lot of this work as well. And I suppose through my research and through, I suppose, finding out about different organisations, I've been struck how there's kind of less resources for younger people. So myself and my friend have just launched a children's book. Our book, The Magnificent Toby Plum, is a resource aimed at younger children, primary school age children. It's a story about accepting diversity and promoting body image. Especially, like, the idea of the story, I suppose, is that there's a little boy who doesn't feel good about himself, and he goes on an adventure and sees that in nature, you know, it's normal to expect, like, all different shapes and sizes and colours and under the sea, and he goes and all the birds in the sky and everything. There's so much variation that we should expect this, I suppose, in people as well. So, and you know, we're going to support Bodywise as well, and Bodywise are hoping to make it part of a primary school resource. So that's something that's down the line a bit as well. So that's pretty much all I have today. So hopefully, you know, I can work on having an event in Ireland in the future. So I just want to leave with a quote from the songwriter Regina Spektor, where she says, I've got a perfect body, and sometimes I forget, I've got a perfect body because my eyelashes catch my sweat. I love the idea that it's just, she's focused on the functionality of her body and the physicality, enjoying, I suppose, the wonderful things that her body can do for her rather than on the appearance side of things. And wouldn't it be great if we could all feel like that? So that's it. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Deirdre.